You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 195. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hi, hello, it's Marisa here, coming to you on a Thursday, on the Thursday that this episode is going up. Short and sweet, super quick. I was not going to post a podcast today, but the truth is I'm a bit attached to you. I love this format. I didn't want to just disappear, especially in the midst of creating this or releasing this series for you. So we last left off with Emily McDowell for episode number 3 in season 2 of Creative Thursday, and I had plans to have another episode for you today. But I decided the topic of this podcast to take a pause. And I hosted a guest speaker in the Expansive Artist last week. And she runs a company with 20 employees. And we had a chance to chat after I spoke for her in her community. And then she came and spoke within the Expansive Artists. And so we kind of spent a day together. And I said, she's also a mom. And I said, how are you so calm? You're running a business with 20 employees. And I will share with you a little bit of what she shared with me that really stuck with me. And that was, well, I realized that I was trying to get things done every day, the day before. And I was always trying to be ahead of the day, the next day. And I realized that it's really, there's always more, right? Which, of course, intellectually, that's obvious. We know that. We know that the to-do list continues tomorrow. And it's not to say that I'm not a big advocate for, I've shared with you, you know, having your week planned as best you can. I even try to plan my meals for the week. I think I probably do a better job than I give myself credit for in terms of what I do get done, which is one of the reasons why I get so much done. Today I was answering this question in the Expansive Artists as well. And I want to talk more about it here because it's definitely an ongoing process that I'm refining all the time, especially when your world gets turned upside down, as I know it has for most in the world right now. But something about this idea of, well, since it's continuing tomorrow, I still get to decide my stop time. So whether that's 5 p.m. or whatever time you choose, I'm just going to stop. Or if it's going to end on a Friday, that's when it ends for me, and I'm going to save my weekends for myself, for my family. And I've shared with you many times, I do like working on weekends sometimes, but I like the kind of work that isn't involved with answering anybody else. It might be painting. It might be taking my time with building some new element of my business, but it's not engaging in a community or necessarily even doing social media. Occasionally I've done a podcast, but it's more inward, let's say, than it is outward. And taking that in, I had this plan. I had hoped to have all of the series edited and finished by July, and that wasn't possible because one of my downfalls when it comes to planning is a little bit like when you eat and your eyes are bigger than your stomach. I tend to think I can accomplish way more than I actually can, and I probably still accomplish way more than most people would think that you can. And then I take that a step further and I say, I can do it. I can do it. And no, I've started tracking my time again, and it's becoming very obvious to me where my idea of how long something takes or how long I give myself to complete a project is very skewed. So we're doing a bit of a reality check. And again, like I said, that's not a judgment on me. This is a process. But I realized that I've been trying to get to the end of this series, perhaps. And granted, if you've ever edited before, I shared with you some of what came up in the process of making this. Last Thursday was just a nightmare between, it just was a mess. It was a hot mess of even getting that episode out. Nightmare is a bit dramatic, but my whole day was consumed on top of other amounts of time involved in creating that. And that's fine. It's fine. But I realized that I'm going to get to the end of this and something else is going to take its place unless I make the decision to start putting boundaries for myself and my time. So I signed up for a virtual sewing class with Christine, who was my first guest on season 2. I was very excited to take class from her because I can't. She's not in LA without a virtual option, which is a small upside to the time that we're living in. I wouldn't have class with her. I think she's a great sewing teacher. And I thought, wow, I'd really love to get my sewing machine out again and start making. And I signed up for a class and it was a pretty involved project. I kind of dove myself into making a full gown when I haven't made. It's the Wilder gown, by the way. I posted it on Instagram. I'll give a shout out to the Friday Pattern Company and Brooklyn Craft Company, I think. Are they also a company? I'm checking. Brooklyn Craft Company, who hosted Christine Haynes. Give everyone a shout out. And who's putting virtual classes up. It's so great. I want to take more of them. So I signed up for it. It was a several hour over a period of days class. And it was several hours on top of the class because there's a lot I could do on my own and a lot I needed. I never printed out a PDF pattern before. Hello, my sewers. Wow. Okay. I had to buy more Scotch tape. But it's also so great that as a pattern designer, you can release a digital PDF. It's fantastic. It was fine. Now I know what I'm doing. I'm good. Minus the part where I cut it wrong and I made a mistake. Yeah. But we fixed it and Christine helped me spot it and my neighbor Karen helped me spot it and we got it. So the short version of that story is I wanted to make that dress in the weekend and I was really struggling with donating another weekend to editing. And I had this big vision of July having more breathing space. And I thought, you know what, Marisa? I say this to me. I say this to you. You're always in a place of getting to that like light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm not saying that some of my processes and the work I've done isn't getting easier. It is. But I've really had to change my thinking, right? Instead of making lots of new things, I've focused on refining existing offers and refining existing art. My desire as a creative to constantly step into something new is it's pretty strong. Some people call it shiny object syndrome or squirrel. I'm not quite like that. There's always a strategy and a reason for something new, but I get a lot of energy and excitement from that. And I've had to ratchet that back and find the same inspiration, energy, and excitement in the refining. And it's coming, and that's serious progress. But this weekend and today, why I wanted to share this with you today, I decided to give myself an entire weekend and to indulge. See, even that word, indulge. It's a weekend after all. This is fun for me to make that dress and to finish it. And I did. It is on Instagram. You can see it at Creative Thursday. I love it. I love that dress. I love the fabric I picked at Mood Fabric in LA. Little did I know it's 8 minutes away from me and it is open. With my mask on, of course, I went to Mood and I just thought, oh, this is dangerous. I'm going to be sewing a lot more. So I am spending a lot of time right now in a program where I'm spending hours educating myself. And I love it. I love it. Honestly, I can't get enough. It's exactly what I need. And I mean, just this week alone, I counted, including sewing, I'm going to be learning from 5 people, 5 mentors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. lots of hours. And I also realize that right now that's a priority this week, including the downtime for me over the weekend and just losing myself. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes it was frustrating challenging myself again with the sewing, but now I'm empowered and ready to go for more projects. I kind of dove back in that I'm putting these deadlines on myself. And you know that integrity and keeping my word is very important, which is also why it was hard for me not to do anything today. I thought I would let you into this part of the journey and just say a quick hello. How are you doing out there? Hang in my friends, especially in states like California. Hang in, and I'm thinking of you. And I wanted to, integrity and keeping my word matters. And the keeping of my word and saying, I'm not getting another episode done today. I'm not including a guest in today's podcast. And my plan is to pick it up next week. But I changed my priorities this week and I realized I know it's going to feel slightly different on the other side of this series with 3 episodes left, but I'm not going to wait until then to start implementing new ways of being into my life, because the message I want to share with you and the message that hit home, something I'm aware of, but when the guest speaker I had last week was talking in our group, it really hit home when she was saying that I just made the decision. And I realized so much of what we're struggling with sometimes is a decision. And it's not a light switch. It's not always easy. I was really second guessing my choice to do this. And it sounds so odd to say I'm second guessing my choice to take time for me in this way. And I think part of that is because I love the work I do so much that it doesn't, even building technical things, I like that. I like it too. I do. It doesn't feel, it's not quite the same. You know, being creative for you, simply for you, is so different than being creative for your work, for your business. But I do enjoy all of it. But to really indulge in something that wasn't trying to learn something on the marketing or the technical or the, you know, business side of things felt indulgent. And that's what needs to change for me. That word shouldn't be associated with me taking time for me. And so today I wanted to be an example of saying, I'm pausing. And if need be, I'll pause again. But I have gotten a head start for next week and I'm excited to complete this because I do have all kinds of fun ideas that I'm working on and hopes and wishes for the future. I'm keeping my focus there. I will continue to do so. And I am, if you read my Instagram post or my email, you know, I'm in a process of reinvention as an artist. I'm gearing up inside. You may not see anything on the outside just yet, but I'm gearing up. And I'll also tell you that sewing really kind of re-inspired me to want to do surface design again. And so I may be coming back to that. We don't know. But to summarize today's quick episode, I did pretty good. I did pretty good today. I just want to encourage you to take those pauses and to realize that you're still keeping your word when you allow yourself, for someone who, for whom integrity and keeping your word matters as much as it does to me, you are still keeping your word when you're just communicating what you're experiencing. Because, you know, let's be honest, I'm hoping you're excited for the next episode. I'm hoping you're enjoying the episodes that have been coming out so far, but I know that it can wait a week. This is important, but it's not, you know, that important that it cannot be delayed. And I think in this time in particular, things have gotten delayed for circumstances far outside of my control. And I know you feel the same. And so this is a time of listening, stopping, pausing, learning, being open to pivot and shift and find new ways of being. That is somewhat of a silver lining of having this much time and saying, removing certain distractions and saying, you know, wait a second here, wait a second. But I also know this, I do, I'm sure I've shared it on the podcast. So much of what we experience and some of the suffering we go through is in our mind and the choices we make, and that we can treat overwhelm and this perpetual hamster wheel of productivity and or getting things done as it's a choice. So this week I chose something different, and I'm seeing how that feels for me. What I have also realized, and I'll speak to this more at another time, is that when I take care of myself and I relax, and I've learned this lesson before, but I haven't fully trusted it, things flow better anyway. The efficiency meter actually goes up. The productivity goes up. The flow of inspiration, ideas, money as well goes up. So I don't really know what kind of schedule I'm trying to keep myself to, but I do know that I'm easing back of trying to get to the next place, because I am so anticipatory. Is that the right way? I'm so welcoming what's to come in terms of ideas and plans I have, that sure, I could just go on and on and on, and it's not going to be done. There's going to be another list tomorrow, so it's fine. Do I continue to refine my process of organization? I do, because I sort of love that. And I know that I'm getting closer to having more breathing space legitimately, not just by kind of forcing myself into that choice. But I'm going to do my best to relax on this. Just for the simple fact even that I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. I know that we experience that anyway when we think about it. But this is a unique time, and I don't want to waste time, especially in regards to this episode. I'd like to take myself off the hamster wheel. So, not asking as per usual, not asking for instant transformation, but progress is happening. I'll probably say this as long as I'm recording podcasts, because it is always happening, and I reflect back to you the reminder to take note of that for yourself, even during such unique circumstances as we are in now. And I know that just by saying it out loud, by bringing awareness to it, by noticing the times that I want to slip back into that habit, which I've done just this week multiple times, I could even call myself on recording a podcast even when I wanted to take a pause, but I felt inspired to come on today anyway. I know that recognizing it is going to lead. It's going to lead to new habits, and you just do a little bit at a time. So until next time, friends, my plan is to be back with episode 4 of Creative Thursday season 2. Until then, enjoy the past 3 episodes. And remember, you can also see the videos at youtube.com/creativethursday. And until next time, have a beautiful creative week, and thank you for listening. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com. and creativethursdaycourses.com. And if you've listened all the way to the end of this episode, I'm giving you a quick heads up that if you are waiting to join us in the Expansive Artists, we are celebrating our 1-year anniversary next week, and there may be a special email coming to you who are on the wait list. So be sure to hop on the wait list. You can do so at creativethursdaycourses.com. Thank you, as always, for taking a moment to let me know that you are enjoying the podcast, the episodes. And be sure, please take a moment to leave a review and let me know, because as a reminder, when you leave a review, it helps the podcast to reach more people and more listeners and make a bigger difference. So I really appreciate it just to hear great feedback from you. And it also helps to take the message that we're offering here, like today, of encouraging more pauses to reach more people and bring them a little bit of calm and soothing and inspiration to their day.